When I was just 14, my daddy sat me down, said, listen up, boy, cause I ain't messing around. There's things in life you have to understand. He said, since you can't see, you gotta work twice as hard. But whatever you do, don't pull that can't see card. Cause working's how you make yourself a man. And always remember, the pity don't get you paid, and whining won't make you a winner.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spies. In our next segment, The Business of the Bakken, we talk with David Williams, the CEO of Missouri River Resources. This segment of Building the Bakken is brought to you by The Lodge at Deadwood. Voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best overall restaurant for 3 consecutive years in the Black Hills. The next time you've got a wedding, a conference, or maybe just a weekend getaway, consider The Lodge at Deadwood. Check out their website at www.deadwoodlodge.com, deadwoodlodge.com. And that's The Lodge at Deadwood. Voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best overall restaurant for 3 consecutive years. The Lodge at Deadwood. And now back to our Business of the Bakken feature with interview David Williams, the CEO of Missouri River Resources.
Never gonna be a success. Son, you're gonna have to work harder than you ever would have guessed.
Are you guys doing much with natural gas?
Oh, yeah. We just signed an agreement, joint operating agreement with a company called Paradigm Midstream Partners.
Paradigm Midstream Partners.
Yes.
Okay.
Out of Dallas, Texas. In fact, I just flew in here yesterday from Dallas discussing our options on natural gas. We just had a feasibility study done with a company called Black & Veatch for a gas processing plant. And we're strategizing, you know, on the reservation and off, you know, as it moves off to transport oil and gas to various markets,
mm-hmm.
you know, and rather than, you know, maybe just have one option in the west, you know, where we can actually go get to the other side of the lake and move it that way, you know, whether it be rail towards the refinery, you know, down the Alliance line. There's a lot more options too. I guess in creating optionality is the key thing among producers. You know, knowing you can get the best bang for your gas and your oil,
mm-hmm.
and that's what we just. The issue is you know, we are trying to catch up. I mean, I don't think we ever will, but you know, 20 years, 30 years from now, as I look, and that's I do that a lot because who's going to be here?
Mm-hmm.
I know my people are. I don't know if everybody else is. So if we, whether how we inherit this or how we buy it back or however it works, you know, there's got to be pretty much a shared vision among our people to really want what we want it to look like, because we care about our environment, we care about our land, we care about our water. And those are very, you know, I mean, that's our culture. You know, in the 50s, we got flooded, and all the people on the river bottom had to move, and that was very traumatic. So now here we are again in another traumatic situation where people are, you know, going, what's this going to look like when it's all done? And, you know, I'm trying to, again, not by myself, but with our people that we work with, to mitigate those processes. So in 20 years, you look and there's, you know, 3,000, 3,500 pumping units that are environment and our land is still as pristine as it used to be, or very close. I know some people are going to say, well, it's not going to be that way, but you can make it close if there's good, you know, if there's good work. I think the word I'm looking for is not remediation, you know.
Reclamation.
Actually,
both remediation and reclamation,
yeah,
kind of work.
Yeah, and so that there's a corporate social responsibility among all companies to make sure that they minimize the spills and you know, regulate and monitor, you know, what's going on, you know, if you're on a sovereign nation.
To listen to the full-length interview with David Williams, the CEO of Missouri River Resources, or to listen to other Business of the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. And that feature was brought to you by The Lodge at Deadwood. voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best overall restaurant for 3 consecutive years in the Black Hills. Check them out online at deadwoodlodge.com. That's the Lodge at Deadwood. My name is Jason Spies, and you're listening to Building the Bakken Radio.
He said, son, you give them all you got. No giving up, boy, don't you ever be a quitter. When you're blind, you gotta be self-made. Cause pity don't get you paid.
And that concludes today's episode of Building the Bakken. Building the Bakken can be heard every week at this time on this radio station. For a full list of our media affiliates, including our newspaper, magazines, websites, and other traditional and digital media, visit our website at www.buildingthebakken.com. In addition to the support from this radio station, we'd also like to thank our sponsors, MBI Energy Services, Cutting Edge and Oil Field Safety Solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services, visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they can be a great resource and connection for you. Give them a call today at 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. The Lodge at Deadwood. The next time you're planning a conference, wedding, or weekend getaway, consider the Lodge at Deadwood. The Lodge at Deadwood was voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best overall restaurant for 3 consecutive years. That's 3 awards, 3 consecutive years. The triple trifecta. The Lodge at Deadwood, located in the beautiful Black Hills of South Dakota. For more information, visit deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com. From the staff at Building the Bakken, we're asking you to make it a safe and sensational day. I'm your host, Jason Spies. Thank you for listening to Building the Bakken.
Yeah, y'all, if they leave it up to me, brother, I'm gonna be exactly who I've always been. The same old guy staying drunk till I die all and jamming for all my friends. That's you, Jason. And you'll hear me say from a mile away that I'm the luckiest man I know. You better make a little room at the top for a regular Joe. Yeah, man, so crank up the sound, turn up the lights. Let's get the show on the road. Yeah, you're all gonna party tonight with a regular Joe.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
Hey folks, my name is Jason Spies, and I am a multimedia journalist and talk show host. Some have called me the shale play prophet, while others have called me the curator of capitalism. But honestly, I'm just a father running his son's company. That's right, Building the Bakken and Coffee and Capitalism are family businesses tied to the Bakken oil fields. And while my 9-year-old son Otis is getting his education and working part-time for Kids and Capitalism, I'm keeping our company running. Because in 15 or 20 years, when my son is ready, the Bakken will still be a world-class oil play. Crude oil will still be drilled, and our family business will become a second-generation business. From oil companies to trucking companies, to the restauranteur to the hotel operator, it takes a big team to keep this economy moving. My name is Jason Spies, and on behalf of Building the Bakken and Coffee and Capitalism, I would like to thank everyone involved in this Bakken shale play for giving my family an opportunity of a lifetime. Actually, an opportunity of 3 or 4 lifetimes. So am I running my grandson's company, or is it my great-grandson's company?
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Each week, Building the Bakken extracts the very best stories and interviews that are driving the conversation.
It's unlike anything as a country we've seen since the Industrial Revolution.
Building the Bakken is more than just oil and money. It's about the people and the community.
This is nectar of the gods. It doesn't get any better than this.